Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Has a new business venture that has him in a pickle. We'll explain.
While his wife, for now, Gisele Bündchen, wants some consistency.
And later I dish with Kyle Richards about the last Halloween movie, Halloween Ends.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! And she's back, our good sister. Jessie Wool is with us today.
Sister! Always good to be here, and thanks for letting me in the building, honey. But Brad, I hear a huge celebrity was denied entry to a party.
Yeah, girl, it looked like Jamie Foxx was denied entry into Cardi B's birthday party. Now, how that happened? So Cardi celebrated her 30th birthday in West Hollywood with hubby Offset, Tyga, Glorilla, Chance the Rapper, Wale, and many more. But when Jamie showed up, he was given the stiff arm and turned away. Mm-mm. Can y'all believe that? Then security tried to rectify the situation and asked Jamie to come back once they realized the mistake they had made. But Jamie was like hell to the gnaw and wasn't feeling it, and he decided to leave. He said it was just too much.
It was too much. It was too much. It's too much.
Yeah, no rectifying that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back either. I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm coming now. Y'all me at the door?
People got pride, man, and I don't blame him for keeping it pushing. Now, I did hear that he showed up with like 10 people.
Don't matter.
And they didn't have no place to put him, and that's kind of why he was denied.
No, it
what do you
does
mean no
matter.
Place don't
it
matter.
Matters. You don't come to the party with all your damn Negro friends, and I invited you. And honey, you're don't not matter. Getting in, honey. Well, don't he didn't matter. Get in.
Imagine denying Jamie matter. King, who worked at the King's Tower and went on to become one of the biggest names in Hollywood.
It don't matter. They fixed him up, honey. You're not getting in. So he didn't get
and
in.
And they tried to chase him to come back in.
That's exactly. The thing is in the clip when you see they the guy come back, yeah. And Jamie's like, no, it's too much. It's too much. He's good.
No, because he was embarrassed.
I don't think he was embarrassed. No, I think
embarrassed.
That security person is going to lose their job.
He should have played like Ray Charles and act like he didn't see the guy when he was talking to him. You know what I'm saying?
All right, moving on. Tom Brady. First off, are you guys up on pickleball? Are you
I've guys heard about it, but I don't understand it. It's like low-key tennis, ain't it?
It is. That is exactly what it is. Low-key tennis. And Tom Brady may or may not have his eye on retirement, but he's certainly expanding his portfolio because he put some cash into pickleball. Reportedly, Tom and four-time tennis champ Kim Clusters are the latest high-profile athletes to join the pickleball craze by buying a team, which is going to start playing in 2023. A whole pickleball team. CBS is getting into the pickleball craze, revealing the roster of players for the two-hour celebrity pickleball tournament, which includes Emma Watson, Jimmy Allen, Kelly Rowland, Will Ferrell, and others.
The Sixers are pissed off, and I'm pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
We've been playing with pickles and balls for a long time. Now they're making a big stink about it like it's something good.
I want to play with pickles and balls.
Nah, well, you can. We're going to play pickleballs together.
Yes.
I don't know.
You gotta drop this.
That's quite the same.
I would make a great pickleball quarterback.
You look athletic.
Yeah. Quarterback. You know what? Actually, I'll do wide receiver because I'm shorter.
It's
and
not
wide receiver.
It's just tennis, honey.
Yeah, it's like tennis.
Oh,
it's just two and two.
Two and two.
You gonna so who receives the pickle?
Returning and serving.
There's no pickle for
you. Might who serve a pickle.
Oh, so we ain't on the field?
No, well, you're on a
like
court.
A tennis
court.
Really?
I just want to catch pickles.
No, you and me both.
Now, Tom Brady might be consistent in his love of sports, but it sounds like that doesn't carry over to the rest of his life. Now, stay with me here on this one. So, best-selling author Jay Shetty posted these words of wisdom. You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who is inconsistent with you. Read that again. Well, apparently, Gisele Bündchen read that again, and after she did, she dropped this emoji. It's either thank you or praying. Depending on your perspective. To me, I feel like it says amen. But do you think Gisele is saying thank you, or is it like, you know, can I get an amen in these streets?
She's sending out a clear message.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
I think it's both. It's thank you and absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Where do you go after Gisele?
Exactly. Pickleballing?
I don't know. You talk to Leonardo DiCaprio and you figure out how to get a younger Gisele? I don't know. Because he always wants to play a young man's game. So why not sexually as well, right?
No, not right. Hey, that's not good advice.
Exactly. What's a pickleball team cost? $50?
It don't matter. Get people. Your marriage
I feel like we could all pull in and buy a pickleball team.
I think we should, by the way. Dish Nation should sponsor a pickleball team.
Hell yeah.
And make me the quarterback.
They...
Our rules different.
Okay, y'all. Y'all know that Lea Michele recently took over the show Funny Girl on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about how some people really love Lea and some don't.
Right.
So, Lea's former Glee co-star, Chris Colfer, just went on SiriusXM's The Michele Collins Show. And check out what happened when Michele invited him to see Lea in The Funny Girl.
By the way, Chrissy, guess what I'm doing tonight? Oh my God, you should come if you're here.
I know. Are you seeing Funny Girl?
I am.
Oh. My day suddenly just got so full.
Wait, no. Wow. Chris, no.
Sorry.
Oh my God, you know I love you so much. Stop. So you're not seeing it is my guess while you're in town.
No, I can be triggered at home.
I can get triggered at home is a hell of a statement.
I'm telling you. I am telling you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I'm all here for the shade, but do you guys think he was holding back or do y'all think he did a little too much?
Oh, he definitely was holding back.
Yeah, I think he's got way more to say and way more he wants to
say. That was him, like, shooting a shot in the air. You know what I'm saying? You know, the smoke over here. Yeah.
But is it me or, because I ain't defending Lea now, because the allegations, you ain't never going to beat them allegations, sis. But is it me or a lot of this talk is just resurfacing because she's back on Broadway?
Absolutely.
Like, is it, do you feel like they're gunning for her a little bit because she's rising back up?
You just gotta be careful how you treat people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's hearsay. I don't think the girl is that bad. I mean, she is who she is.
Until she's done something to you, then you can tell people how horrible she
made you feel. But evidently, she's not that bad. They still gave her the role, honey, in the play.
That don't matter. She could be a great actress and not a great person.
But back to Chris Colfer, though, like, I do think part of it is because Lea Michele sort of come back out in this, like, more fame, right?
Yeah, and they be spilling tea on Lea. I think I even saw that there's, like, a docuseries coming out where they're going to be talking to all the former cast members and production about all the things that happened on Glee. So
she better
like a surviving Lea?
No, dead ass. Like a surviving Lea. Like,
have y'all
ass.
Ever had a terrible coworker?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gary, who? Why did you have to?
Oh, yes.
Nobody in here, right?
Huh?
Nobody here.
Here where? In the building?
Here at this table.
I plead the fifth.
Oh!
Anyway, moving on, child. Now, baby, somebody else, honey, who has made people mad is Miss Lisa Rinna, honey. But, baby, listen to this, y'all. Miss Rinna has done it this time, honey. She pissed off a whole organization.
Oh, Lord.
Now, y'all, it started with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills finale. Check this out.
I'm not going to take it to my grave because I'd get sick and get cancer if I didn't express this. That's how bad it is to have these kinds of things go on and not express them. I'll get sick and die because it's that vile.
Oh, Lord.
She's so like, first of all, girl, the only thing that's going to get you cancer is all that Fix-It Flat you keep putting in your lips.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Stop putting Fix-It Flat in your lips.
Let me
that's
let y'all know.
The, real
the American Institute for Cancer Research has clapped back, saying that Lisa was using the threat of cancer as emotional blackmail to justify airing her grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And do y'all agree with the Cancer Institute? I do. I think she's wrong for that.
Yes.
Yeah, but Brad, the Cancer Institute should be way up here. They shouldn't even acknowledge that.
They want
to. No, they should.
And they're offended. People who have to deal with this disease are offended that she's even comparing it.
Yeah.
I have to deal with it, but it didn't offend me. You know, Miss Lisa's a grand girl.
I'm sorry. Okay. You over here acting like you're going to get, like, tuberculosis from drama. You know what I mean? Like, no.
But
like,
you do. Y'all do. You know y'all get sick when you hold stuff in.
You know, spilling tea is not a cause of cancer. You know, right?
So you feel these girls on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills develop cancer from spilling tea?
Well, maybe not that extreme, but there's certain things if you hold on too tight emotionally to certain things, it can cause ulcers and things. I don't know as far as
Lisa
cancer.
Lisa Rinna needs to stop getting on them brow lips. The brow lifts she be getting, the cat lifts,
just
that's
everything.
Gonna give
the
you
cheekbones,
cancer. Yeah,
that,
you be getting the, you know
too
what I'm
much of all that.
And you doing too much.
That's haters.
Too much.
Wait, her merch. Up nurse. You won't believe who Kim Kardashian just brought into her sex life. Find out after the break.
Oh, Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Chip, chip, cheerio, everyone, and welcome back from my royal report.
You guys know what a royal report is?
Okay, King Charles III seems to have served up a royal dish of pettiness to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Because the king's coronation has been set, and it is scheduled for... Wait, Gary, I know that you are... personally invited. So would you please would you please give us the deets?
Is that the queen texting you from the upper room?
She's texting me. But anyway, yes, Kim Tall's coronation is set for May the 6th.
Okay.
Which is also Meghan, honey, and Harry's son, little Archie Harrison Mumbai, Windsor the 4th birthday. Mm. What a shady grandpa. The question is, will Meghan and Harry go?
Probably not.
That's her dad.
Hell no.
It's his dad. Maybe they can intertwine occasions somehow.
You know, it's just like the royal family to upstand some African Americans. Because why would you do that to the only little African American member in your family? Upstand him on his birthday.
Oh my God,
y'all don't see the connection between that?
Y'all have to be optimistic. Let's try to figure out nice.
There's been nothing that this family has done that has allowed us to be optimistic. It seems like they do the wrong thing to these people every time.
That's when the queen was still alive, y'all. Let's try to make things nicer than
before. What if Archie got to carry the crown? What if Archie got to carry the crown
like a servant?
No, I would throw that crown like a prince.
No, like he's gonna be the next king or something. Like, yeah,
Brad,
it's an
I
honor.
Agree with you. You all are acting like Blacks.
All right, y'all. Now, this story gives a whole new meaning to nuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, love that.
So, Kim Kardashian got real open, as Gary would say, pun intended, with her grandma MJ about her now ex-boyfriend and her, Pete Davidson's sex life on Hulu's The Kardashians. Ooh, take a look.
Pete and I were staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel last weekend. And we were sitting in front of the fireplace just talking for hours. And I was like, my grandma told me that you really live life when you have sex in front of the fireplace. And so we had sex in front of the fireplace in honor of you. I know that's really
creepy.
Not
in the lobby.
Not in the lobby.
That's TMI for grandma.
Yeah. My grandma's a virgin, so I can't relate.
Yeah.
grandma with the freaky sexy tips.
I had one grandmother, they passed on, but one grandmother you could talk to about anything.
Really?
Yes, and then not one was grandma. Sanctified. So I had kind of like the best of both worlds.
And it's weird that we feel that way sometimes about grandparents because they be the main ones having like 9 kids.
Yeah.
So you know they're getting busy.
And they lived their freaky life, honey.
It wasn't freaky, and they were just doing it to please their husband.
Okay, all right, everybody. I want y'all to finish this sentence, okay? You haven't lived until you've had sex where?
At church.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm the only one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm the only one who's...
Jesus was.
Really? At church?
No. Are you serious?
Y'all have never...
At church.
You know what? Cut the cameras.
Yes,
I did it in between services. I ain't do it while the sermon was
The church
was
building is sacred, though.
But it was in between.
Was it on actual Sunday or during, like,
it
Bible
was
study?
On Sunday. I was leading worship that Sunday.
You got some people holy water.
Y'all, come on now. I'm the only one who's done it. I'm not sure how Michael Myers got up in the building, but up next, Head Crack will be interviewing Kyle Richards and Andy Matyshak about Halloween Ends right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, the new movie Halloween Ends is out tomorrow, so I chopped it up with the stars Kyle Richards and Andy Matyshak. Check it out. In this movie, Lori's writing her memoir, and I know you wrote one called Life is Not a Reality Show, but if you wrote another one, what would you call it?
Oh, gosh. Get me out of here. Help get me out of here. I don't know. I mean, the world's so crazy these days. I'd have to think about that one.
Totally understand. And now, you know, you're also part of the Beverly Hills Housewives franchise. Now, if that whole crew was in a Halloween type situation, who's dying first?
I don't know. Maybe Sutton, you know, she's like little skinny. Or maybe Dorit, because she's going to be too busy working on her hair.
You know, it's not paying attention to the things going on around you that, like, you know,
exactly.
It ends the lives of so many people in these franchises, right?
Exactly.
Halloween is a franchise that means so much to many people, but it's also a fantastic holiday. Now, growing up, was there ever a favorite Halloween costume that you rocked that was like, you know, oh, this is my favorite of all time?
I pulled out the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz in a homemade fashion. So I used my dad's flannel. I cut up some hula skirts. That was, I think, my favorite. And I stole my sister's, I think it was like her lipstick to color my nose. She was not happy about it.
I can only imagine.
That's okay. She forgave me after
15 years.
Okay. You know, some things take time. Totally understand it. Now, have you figured out the secret to the Michael Myers walk? Because this dude truly is a smooth criminal. You know, one second he down the block, next second he's like right over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever managed to explain that?
I have never understood that. And it's the way he walks, too, that's so disturbing. Like, that is a very specific walk. Like, you know that Michael Myers walk.
Now, you had three movies to, like, you know, be, not as an influence, but to experience the Michael Myers walk. What do you think the secret is to the pacing? Is it the shoes? Is he wearing is he wearing compression socks?
I don't know. Is it, or is it no socks? I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. I would love to see someone make a movie about everything that Michael does when the camera's not on him. Like, when it cuts to someone else, you know he's running, you know? Or when he's, like, setting up his art projects. And I like to imagine him, like, carving the pumpkin head out of the face in the 2018 movie. Like, him just sitting there, like, looking at it. I would love to see that. But we'll never know. That's part of what makes him so scary. You can run, but he can walk faster.
His attention to detail is unmatched.
He's an artist.
Very much so. You know, he probably has, like, some paintings laying around that we don't know about. You know what I mean? Now, you know, after Michael Myers, who would you say is the second scariest horror movie franchise character of all time?
Hannibal Lecter.
Wow. I didn't expect you to say that one.
Yeah.
And what was it about Hannibal that brought it out for you?
I mean, he was just so disturbing and, he was terrifying to me. So he and Michael Myers are the scariest to me.
Imagine him doing some weird buddy cop movie or like just any interaction whatsoever. That would be just wild.
I will definitely be sleeping with a light on for the rest of my life.
Well, Kyle Richards, much love to you. Continued success and congratulations on surviving all
Thank
these
you.
Years. Many Thank have tried,
you.
So many have failed. And be sure you see Halloween Ends, man, in theaters.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good one.
You too.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, it's the last story of the day, so
this is it!
So there's a 27-year-old man who has a serious nut allergy. I'm not talking about peanuts. Yo, doctors revealed that this guy is allergic to his own orgasms, and he's been diagnosed with POIS, and that stands for post-orgasmic illness syndrome.
What the hell type is, what the nut gang is going on here? What?
That's why I don't got nobody, honey.
So this poor guy has given up sex or romantic relationships since he's 18 years old.
Goodness.
And when he did release, his lymph glands on his face and neck would swell up. He also would have a fever. He would cough, he'd be sneezing, he'd suffer from muscle weakness. Now, that's common. issues with speech and memory, and these symptoms can last up to a week.
Shut up.
Talk about I know what you did last summer.
Wow.
I didn't know this was a real condition. I actually use this as an excuse when I'm asked to help a man release the...
You say that you have an allergy?
I sure do.
To it?
Yeah, correct.
To release?
Correct. That's why I don't do no work like that. I only get on my knees for prayer and stuff like that. I don't get on my knees for nothing else. But whenever a man proposes that to me, I always tell him I'm allergic to nuts.
I'm not giving up sex.
But you'll just be sick for that week.
Right.
I would look just fine, and then one day I'd walk into work all beat up with a swollen face, and y'all would know.
Somebody got lucky last night.
Catch me one day looking like the Elephant Man. I had an excellent weekend. I'm paying for it now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.